This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Thank you, James. No, I heard it. I've forgotten how good this is. Crank this up, please. With the ripples of far behind.
Fantastic. Israel, and then his last name is, it's Hawaiian. It's difficult. Kamakawiwoel? Israel. We'll call him Israel.
Kamikaze.
His first name is Israel.
Somewhere over the rainbow, there's a world where birds sing every day and every night. Flowers bloom across every land. Every problem has 10,000 solutions. And people live lives only to love and be loved. How about that? Thinking about what happens, excuse me, over the rainbow. Because that's kind of, you know, we all have our own realities. For some people, that's a reality. There's a lady that I know, or knew, because she passed away this week. I've known her for 50-some-odd years. She married a guy. Loved him. Guy died a year or so ago. And every time I've seen her or heard anybody make reference to her, they all said the same thing. She wants to be with Joe. So she has found her version of whatever it is that's on the other side of the rainbow, right? That's what she wanted. She wanted to be with him. She wouldn't commit suicide, but she managed to get herself into a situation where she had a heart problem and shoveled snow and see you later. That's the way it is, right? That's some people, you think that all this stuff happens by accident. No, it doesn't. People figure this stuff out. Here's something, speaking about things that don't happen by accident. This is a great story about a grandmother who is now a published author. Thanks to a wonderful gift. She had dreamt of becoming an author. She'd been at it for years and years and years. There was a video that was posted. Chad Cooper, who uses the name Moose Behaven. Excuse me. On the video, you see this guy, Chad Cooper, giving his grandmother a gift bag. Grandmother's name is Barbara Reichel. He says it's not a living, moving thing. No, that's what she asked him. Is it something in there that's going to bite me? Because apparently he was quite a... he liked to play, you know, little tricks on people. Anyway, the bottom line is that it wasn't... The lady always wanted a dog, but it wasn't a dog. She was given a bigger surprise, a copy of a children's book that she wrote, titled More, More, More. She wrote the story in 1972, Jay. She spent 40 years trying to get it published and kept getting rejected. And then her grandson took action, Mr. Cooper, He remembered back to when he was 6 or 7. She showed him the book and talked about the book. And it was an ongoing thing with her for many, many years. He said, I eventually helped her with her computer, saw the file on her desktop, and I thought, well, this might be a really great opportunity for a gift. So he sent it, and the rest is history. This guy works in the self-published book industry with an author. And so this... This video has 4 million views so far. And so you can imagine at this age, and what is she, almost 90, I think, isn't she? Something like that. This book, More, 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 follows lady named Prissy Miss, who's befriended by a girl who teaches her the importance of gratitude and the power of make-believe. Isn't that what children's lives is supposed to be about, right? Make believe. They teach great lessons that way. Anyway, this is I don't want to go through the whole thing about the book and what the mainstay of the book is. But I'm trying to figure out whether this has been produced in mass. Jay, a number of I guess a couple hundred copies were made and sold initially. But I wonder if it's been in a run so that it could go to libraries, let's say, or be available, because it looks like another one of these great children's books.
Yeah. Or if it's one of those ones where people can just do it themselves and then they buy a bunch of copies.
Yeah,
at that point, you can also, you could sell it yourself, or you can even donate it to some libraries.
Yeah. You hear all the time stories. We have, what is that commercial, James, that we run? For the self-published whatevers, whoever you want to write a book, then call us.
Yeah, USA Audiobooks.
That kind of stuff. Right, okay. So, anyway, she right now is feeling very good about herself. She felt that this was her way to help other people accomplish their dreams. And very nicely done by the grandson. Good for her. Yeah, this is, you know, there are many firsts, and isn't it great that we have, that people care enough to do things like that for others. Very cool. All right, let's talk about NASA, my favorite. Go to the NASA website, and you can read today the bold, this sounds like a William Shatner thing. They're going to go boldly where no man has gone before. They're going to try something that has never been tried before. You've heard that the International Space Station is running out of juice. And in the next 10 years, it'll fall out of orbit. So what they're trying to do is lay the groundwork to safely take the space station out of orbit and land it in the ocean. Now, if you don't think that's going to be a trick and a half, because you don't really, this doesn't have a steering wheel. It doesn't have flaps on it like an airplane. It's a big hunk of metal that's in the sky that was put up high enough so that it would get into an orbit and stay there. But because of the gravitational pull, they knew sooner or later, after it had been up 35 years or so, that would be the end of it, and it's going to come down to the Earth. So imagine the space station crashing into New York City. Ah, that wouldn't be too cool. And that's what NASA figured out. So they're going to deorbit the space station and land it somewhere. I think it looks like it's going to go into the Pacific. That's what they're talking about. There is what they call an RFP, a request for proposals for private companies, in the next month to submit proposals for a new spacecraft that's going to use different kinds of propellants. In other words, going to put another, NASA will find Boeing or somebody that'll put a new International Space Station up there. But in the meantime, and they want to have it built and up there so that when the space station goes down in 2030 or 31, that they'll have the new space station to go up there, the new International Space Station. But anyway, I just thought that this was interesting when I saw that. There have been 260, do you call them astronauts? What do you call them? Spacefarers? 20 different countries have put people into the space station. 163 have come from the U.S. and the rest have come from mostly Russia, China. You know, this is a perfect
same thing.
Example.
Astronauts and cosmonauts, they're just 12 different things based on location.
Right, exactly. Right. Anyway, so the crew that's up there now, by the way, has been up there since September. They will be coming down in late March or early April. And they're all, I think, a bunch of Russians and Americans and I don't know who else is up there. But you know what? It's very interesting also to read about how these guys get along. They pay no attention to international politics. They all become friends. There's no, I mean, how else can you survive up there for 8 months or more? If you there's four people up there in that space and you got no place to go, you're there. So you better make the best of it. And they do. It's a great way of understanding how, you know, we can all get along if we want to. Meanwhile, back to the landing of the space station. They have a couple of different options for decommissioning this thing. And they're going to disassemble it while it's in orbit. They can kick it up. The jets on the side of it can kick it up into a higher orbit so they can take it apart. And then the pieces, they can plan when they drop them to re-enter the Earth's atmosphere. Some of this stuff, if it's small enough, will burn up in the atmosphere. But some of this stuff is too big and they can't do it any other way. The truss structure, the modules and that sort of thing. This is not going to be easy to disassemble the thing. And unfortunately, they didn't... The one thing that they didn't figure on was what to do with this thing when it runs out of steam. So now they have got to come up with basically a way of bringing, cutting torches up into space to be able to cut the thing up and then, you know, send it down into uninhabited waters. They're working on that now. They got, you know, what, how many years? 7, 8 years to figure it out. But at any rate, the things that don't vaporize when they come back into orbit, they want to send it into a place, obviously, where I don't want to look up in the sky and see a piece of the space station coming down to Framingham, do you? I don't want to, coming down to Cleveland.
That's so horrifying.
I don't think that's a good idea. So they got the right idea. Good for them. Here we are at 18 after. You're listening to Good Day.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
And now another no-brainer money-saving tip from Progressive.
It looks like your luggage is over 50 pounds. Is there anything you can take out?
Oh, yeah. Let me just toss all these $20 bills.
Great. Let me grab your trash can.
Stop. Instead of throwing money away, move some clothes into a carry-on. And here's a better tip from Progressive on how not to waste money. Don't pay too much for car insurance. Drivers who switch and save could save hundreds. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Potential savings will vary. Not available in all states.
Attention, small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
I need a copy of my tax return. How do I get one?
If you don't have a copy of your original tax return, you can get a transcript of your tax return for free from the IRS. A transcript shows most line items from your return, which is usually all you need. You can order a transcript of any return filed within the past 3 years, including forms 1040, 1040A, and 1040EZ. All you need to do is go to irs.gov/transcript to order your transcript today.
When it comes to vaping, the truth can get clouded. So let's make it clear. Vaping is not safe for youth.
Because vaping can put microscopic particles into your lungs.
And dangerous things like metals into your body.
And nicotine, which can harm a person's brain development through their mid-20s.
With appealing flavors, high nicotine levels, and lots of promotion on social media.
Many kids think vaping is harmless, but it's not.
So talk to your kids about the risks of vaping.
Because when you talk, they hear you.
Are you a business owner? Are you confused by the complexity of the tax laws? We can help. I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been helping business owners solve tax problems for over 40 years. My book, The Small Business Tax Guide, shows proven ways to avoid all the common business tax problems. Don't risk your business. Go to danpilla.com to order your copy. That's danpilla.com. Order now and get a free 15-minute call directly with me, a $99 value. Go to danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com.
Radio Good Deeds, as it were, on the Good Day program, 23 after the hour. This is social media time, and we in this hour of the program often focus on the technology of social media itself, like the algorithms that seem to flatten out our culture. That is, the algorithms that Facebook and X and Instagram use to make your decisions for you. How dare they, is the question that often happens, and I suppose they can say to you, well, we're private companies, we can do what we want. If you don't like it, don't use our service. And that's legit. I've come to, I know a lot of, my daughter stopped using them for a long time, and then she wanted to share with friends and family pictures of Miles and the family and stuff like that. But there are a lot of equations that measure what you're doing. They overview, what's the thing that they often put in there? We use cookies to better serve you. Do you know what a bunch of bunk that is? They're not trying to serve you better at all. Mm-hmm. They're trying to sell you stuff.
You can, yeah, you don't have to accept. It's the thing pops up and it's like, accept cookies or reject all. You can reject and still access the website. You don't have to accept.
Yeah? Oh. All right, well, maybe I should do that. So there's a new book out, apparently, Jay, called Filter World, and a writer named Kyle Shaka says, rather than having this neat ordered feed, you have this feed that's constantly trying to guess what you're going to click on. And that's kind of what we're talking about here, right? In a manner of speaking.
The algorithm that tells you what you want to see rather than using.
Yeah.
I say my Instagram, but it's my son's. The same reason as your daughter, Doug. I got off Instagram. I was off of it, social media, for basically a year. And then I just now restarted my own account, but I was using my son's because I wanted to keep up with family members and friends who don't live anywhere near anything. But if I go to his and I will have to scroll and scroll and scroll and scroll times infinity to finally see somebody, an account that I follow that I regularly engage with, to see what they're doing. Like a person I know in real life. I'm constantly seeing these other sponsored accounts or a brand that I saw one post and I was like, oh, this is a really good recipe. I'm going to follow them because they probably have other recipes. And then I just always see them. If I want to engage with my sister or my nieces or my best friend, I have to pull up the search tool and actually search their handle. Because even though they are the ones I most connect with on social media, yeah. they don't show yeah. up in my newsfeed. Once upon a time, it used to be a chronological order of people that were your friends and family, and now it's like, no, the algorithm doesn't want to show you any of that stuff. They want to tell you what you want to see, and they what you want to see is making them money. That's how they pick it.
Yeah. So there you go. You have no real choices. It's kind of like politics. Right, the world, this is the same theme that I beat on frequently. I think I visited this theme a couple of times already today, how we have these monopolies. Right, Facebook and Instagram are basically monopolies. They say, well, we've got X. It's the same stuff.
You know, X is trash. Can I just say, it yeah. is complete trash anymore. And it already was going down that route, but now it is nothing but videos of people fighting with each other and crimes that are at work.
So it's Jerry Springer on steroids.
It really is. And it's the same yeah. videos, the same content over and over again. And it is all just this aggressive level of chaos.
Mm. So what do we get out of that? That's kind of... I mean, you
content to talk about.
Like politics, yeah, I guess it is. But life would be so sweet if we were more on the sunny side of the street, I guess. Algorithmic feeds. That's a word. That's a new word, right? Algorithms, that word didn't exist before we had social media or we had these things like Microsoft, right? Digitalization. Think about the things that have been added to our vocabulary that were never there before because of social media. Something to think about. Lots to think about, as usual here. 28 after the hour on Good Day.
When you got your health, I'm Holland Cook with Inflation Hacks. Have you seen the TV commercials for GoodRx? It's a website and app that comparison shops for prescription meds. One catch, it only works if you're paying without insurance. My pal Larry doesn't go to a dentist. He lets university dental students hone their clinical repertoire on him. Yes, it is less expensive, and insurance still covers it. One trade-off he's quick to add, plan on spending the whole morning there, because students' work is so closely supervised. Because it's a university, he figures he's getting state-of-the-art care. And when I asked about rookie mistakes, Larry said, the students are gentle. Just don't let the faculty in there. How are you coping? Post your inflation hacks at andyoucanquoteme.com.
Every day, our brave military men and women, along with their families, make tremendous sacrifices for our freedom. Patriotic Hearts, a nonprofit organization, is dedicated to supporting these heroes and their families in their times of need. By donating your unwanted car to Patriotic Hearts, you'll be supporting job transition and job fair programs, veteran entrepreneurship, counseling, and retreats for combat veterans and their spouses. Call 800-804-7211. You'll receive a tax deduction, and we'll arrange a free pickup at your convenience. Imagine the difference you can make in the lives of those who have given so much for our country. Your car donation will directly impact military families, veterans, providing them with the support they desperately need. Call 800-804-7211. You can become a part of something bigger. Join us in our mission to uplift and honor our military community. Call 800-804-7211 to donate your unwanted car to Patriot.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
USA News Update. From the campaign trail to the courtroom in Manhattan this week, in the new E. Jean Carroll defamation lawsuit, the former president, Donald Trump, claims he is the victim.
And I, frankly, am the one that suffered damages. I should be given money, given damages.
A judge overseeing the trial threatened to toss Trump out Wednesday. He was accused by Carroll's lawyers of audibly attempting to influence jury members, and Judge Lewis Kaplan agreed. An appeals court decision is a big loss for Apple, for now. While the tech giant has achieved a workaround fix for an earlier U.S. International Trade Commission ban on Apple Watch products, the Alphabet company now has an appeals court ruling upholding the ban. So far, Apple's managed to work around the earlier restrictions by importing redesigned versions of the newest Apple Watches from overseas under approval from U.S. Customs and Border Protection. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
It's obvious. The unthinkable continues. Most Americans know something very wrong is happening. People in charge keep telling you that everything's fine and to stop noticing. But you know better. That's why self-reliant folks are investing in emergency food storage. And you should, too. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, are the ones you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Save $200 on each 3-month food kit you purchase. My Patriot Supply also sells solar generators, gravity-powered water filters, off-grid room heaters for when the power goes out, heirloom seeds, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship that same day and arrive quickly on your doorstep in unmarked boxes. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Time is running out to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Bid you a good day, sir.
This is going to be a very good day.
I can't hold my tongue.
Sounds like a good day.
Hello, my name is Ryan Fisher. I'm happy to be on the Good Day program with Gramps.
This is Houston. Say again, please.
Houston, we have a problem. We have a main...
That's for sure. Tom Hanks playing the captain. I wish we had... There's the original audio of that actually when it was going on. Excuse me. Apollo 13. Was it Apollo 11? Apollo 13, I think. When...
Apollo 11 was the moon landing. Yeah, Apollo 13 was the...
Yeah, 13 was the next. Yeah, right. When the side of the spacecraft halfway to the moon blew off. Oh, what do we do now? None of them thought they were going to make it. The fact that we were talking about the International Space Station coming apart and, crashing into the ocean, or they figure they're going to try to fix it so that it goes where they want it to go. But imagine, out here halfway, but you're 175,000 miles headed toward the moon. You're a day and a half almost 2 days away from the Earth, and the side of this little capsule that's the size of a Volvo and blows off. you look out the window. Here's the original, by the way, I think, isn't it?
Okay, we've had a problem here. This is Houston. Say again, please. Houston, we've had a problem.
Yeah, they've had a problem, all right. But to the credit of the people at NASA, the ingenuity of the people that were on the spacecraft itself, which had less technology than that iPhone that you hold in your hand. That is a mind blower in and of itself, right? Look at your iPhone. Figure out what you can do with your iPhone. You have more power in your hand in that iPhone than they had in that Apollo space capsule headed to the moon. And the side of it blows off. Ah! Anyway.
Well, and who was the astronaut that he was supposed to go up with them? And I think it was measles or something that he ended up having to be grounded. But because he was on the ground, he was able to help them.
His part was played by Tommy Lee Jones. I can't remember what his name was, but yes. Yeah. Yeah, it was. I don't remember. It wasn't Lovell. I don't think.
Mattingly was his real name.
Mattingly, that's it. Yes, you're right. Yep, yep. And he was the one. You're right. He helped figure this all out. Mm-hmm. Very, very good.
Very sneaky.
No, it wasn't played. It wasn't played by Tommy Lee Jones, because Tommy Lee Jones.
He wasn't in that.
No, that was another movie. Now, there's another movie that he ended up dying on. It was Gary Sinise that played it in this movie. But Tommy Lee Jones was in one of these movies, but it wasn't that. He was in the one with Clint Eastwood and James Garner, the old space guys, and he ended up on the moon and dying there.
Space Cowboys?
Yeah, right. That was a great movie. That was filmed actually at the Kennedy Space Center when my friend Jay Honeycutt ran it. And they had a movie. They had a TV show with Corbin Burnson that originated there for 3 years while he was running. The rest of the people, those are all a bunch of hotshot government employees. Jay was one of the most wonderful people. I usually stop and see him every year. He lives down there on the Space Coast still. Fabulous guy. He gave me more opportunities to see more stuff. If he'd have been able to arrange it, he would have sent me out on a space. He would have sent me out into space. Anyway. That's the good stuff. All right, let's see what's going on here. JetBlue, we seem to be up in the air a lot today. JetBlue wants to buy out Spirit Airlines. The feds say, maybe not. A federal judge has sided with the Bidenistas, so they're blocking JetBlue from buying Spirit. Two bad airlines don't make a good one, I'll tell you that. The feds say it would reduce competition. If it comes back up again when Trump gets reelected, probably go through. But they'll bide their time, and they'll fiddle and faddle, and they'll complain, and they'll say, oh, this is terrible, and yada, yada, yada. But for now, you will not see two bad airlines put together to come up with one good one. Spirit Airlines lost half of its value on the stock market. JetBlue went down about 8% yesterday. Anyway. This thing's been sitting around in federal court for about a year. There was a deal between American Airlines and JetBlue for what they call the Northeast Alliance, which basically gave monopoly from Boston to Miami. And so the two airlines would control all the passenger traffic, more or less, and that got tossed out as well. So, anyway, let's see what else is happening here from the Vote for Me, I'm Joe Biden department. The cost to overdraw a bank account could drop. It's amazing how these things just come out of thin air. Somebody in the Biden administration has figured, we're going to help you out. Just before the election, think about this. We all know what a bank overdraft costs, $29. That's what it cost me. What does it cost you?
That's the thing. It's different at every single bank. Some of them will charge per overdraft item. Some will only charge per overdrafted day. Some will not charge. They'll give you like a 10-day grace period. All banks have their own set of rules, as they should. Let them do their own thing. And if you want a better opportunity for overdraft coverage, then change your bank.
Yeah, a lot of competition. Anyway, well, the Bidenistas say they want to fix this unnecessary burden on American consumers. This change could potentially come before the election.
Wow.
And eliminate billion. Well, this is true. Eliminate a lot of money in fines and fees. Isn't there supposed to be a whole proposal to eliminate fees and fines for pretty much everything? Like the airline ticket that you buy and what you pay when you go to the hotel. All that stuff's supposed to be. I thought that was part of a bill that was going to eliminate that stuff. Anyway, so the banks don't like it. What a surprise that is. Show me one banker who voted for Joe Biden. One. Just give me one. Show me one banker that voted for Joe Biden. I think you would have a hard time finding one of those guys. Anyway, so.
Easier to find somebody who voted for Joe Biden originally than to ask, will you vote for Joe Biden again?
For him now? Yeah, right, exactly.
Yeah.
I think, frankly, and I don't know if I want to say this publicly because I don't know that I want to say it publicly, but I'm going to. I believe Donald Trump will be the next president of the United States. I'm not going to vote for him, but I think he's going to be the next president. I don't see Biden winning. What did Trump say? He's going to skunk him or whatever the verbiage was. But between now and then, all the news coverage, all the yammer, blah, 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 back and forth, all of these pontificators on some of these stupid news channels, it's all a waste of time. I would like to see Kennedy as the next president, and I'm going to vote for him, but so a lot of other people are. I probably shouldn't put that energy out there, right, because thoughts are things. So maybe don't let me say that again, Jane, all right?
Oh, well, yeah. Sure, no, it's definitely going to come down to a Biden-Trump. I think we can all agree on that, and we've seen what both of them can do as president, so there's your option.
So now, just I'm looking at some of the stuff because New Hampshire, I told you, all of the news stations, newscasts, Boston TV stations get up in New Hampshire, so they're all loaded with, the Haley people have spent millions, literally, on the primary up in New Hampshire. So Haley, apparently today, as the primary shifts to New Hampshire, she has taken it upon herself to take a shot at Trump. And I don't understand that as a... it just doesn't make any sense to me. Why would she do that? But she's doing it. So, okay, good luck to you. You might eliminate yourself from that second position from being considered for it if that's what you want. Here in Massachusetts, a community on the south shore of Boston, Pembroke, the school committee is considering, listen to this, implementing a policy which prohibits teachers and administrators from displaying or discussing their political and social views. I'm for that 100%. However, the policy was turned down, voted down, because the staff said they didn't like it. The policy would have barred anybody in a teaching position from doing things like displaying pride flags, wearing buttons supporting any candidate. The school committee convened and talked about it for an hour and a half. Three or four dozen people testified in opposition to the policy, and they were mostly teachers. Where are we going, and what are we doing to ourselves? Why in the world should your child be subjected to a teacher telling them to vote for Joe Biden, because that's what most of the teachers are going to tell them anyway? No, that doesn't build an independent thinker. It doesn't build a brighter future. Mm-hmm. Regardless of what you think about Trump, same thing could be true down south where the teacher wears a Trump button in class. No.
Teach them how to think, how to do their own research and come up with their own idea of whom they want to vote. They were, once they, you know, if they were old enough, how they would vote. Right. Teach them how to think, how to pick, not just, oh, well, I like these people and they're telling me to vote for this person, so then that person must be the right choice. No, make up your own mind.
Nope.
And realize they're all goobers.
They're all goobers. I love that. All right, speaking of goobers, North Korea launching a ballistic missile over Japan and out into the South China Sea, over Japan and South Korea. These little bunch of dunderheads. The launch appeared to have been a shorter-range ballistic missile than the others that have been tested recently. The missile was launched from that area where they have their base in Pyongyang, whatever the hell you pronounce it. So they strongly condemned it. What, you think North Korea cares that you strongly condemn it? Oh, what a waste of breath on somebody's part. Anyway, what's to be proven by all of this is the question. So what it does is bring Japan, the U.S., and South Korea closer together, more military operations. There are, you know, a lot of disputes that have lingered between the Japanese and the South Koreans. That's over now. Forget that. This is a common enemy. But what do you do about it? I mean, what do you do with this guy? Again, if we wanted to, we could do what we did with bin Laden, could do with him. And what am I advocating here? What does this sound like? If I say put a bullet in his head, you should put a bullet in Putin's head. Is that contrary to my goodwill and good wishes way of living? Am I being a hypocrite by saying that? I don't think I am. Do you think I am, Jay?
Extremist terrorism is one thing, and then you look at elected officials or people who were once elected and then were like, I'm not giving up the seat. I'm going to keep changing the rules. That's a slippery slope.
All right. I'll take that under advisement. Thank you. 48 after on the Good Day program.
Is your phone plan messing with your savings plan? Don't get stuck paying for things you don't want. With Verizon, you only pay for what you need. And for a limited time, when you bring your own phones to a Verizon store, you'll get an amazing price on your plan. Plus, you'll save on things you actually love, like the Netflix and Max with Ads bundle. And it's on our award-winning 5G network. Bring your phones to your Verizon store today for an incredible deal. A better plan to save is Verizon. Additional terms and conditions apply.
To my newborn baby boy. The day you arrived was one of the happiest days of my life. Right up there with the day I bought my RV from that guy on the internet and insured it with Progressive. What a deal. Just know, son, I'll always be here for you. And by here, I mean in the middle of absolutely nowhere. In my RV.
Protect your baby with an RV policy from Progressive. Take as little as 4 minutes to see what you could save at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands. Guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. 800-511-6046. That's 800-511-6046.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Health program. Doug Steffen on the air with Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida. Please avail yourself this time of year, or any time of year, when you're not feeling yourself, you're not getting answers. You want some answers? Answers? I want answers. All right, the truth. 352-735-1400 can be yours. Talking to Ken, as so many people around the country do, is really cool. 352-735-1400. Or late cardiology. Also, if you have questions, like some of the questions that we use here on the questions for Dr. Ken are derived with people calling in 855-999-3684. You can dial that number any time of the week. It's, what do they say, 24/7? 855-999-3684 for questions for Dr. Ken. I see that there is a study of injuries for people riding scooters. Now, are these motorized scooters, or are they the push kind of scooter that a 9-year-old would use? What kind of scooter? I mean, they're all dangerous. I think motorcycles are the most dangerous thing on the road. They ought to be outlawed. Bicycles, if you don't know how to ride a bike, shouldn't be on the road with them. Anyway, so is that the sort of thing that we're talking about here?
That is what we're talking about. This is a publication this week in the Journal of the American College of Surgeons, Doug. When you're looking for a cheap and easy way to get around town, what do you think is safer, a scooter or a bike?
Bike.
Absolutely. This nationwide look at injuries related to both suggests biking may be the safer way to go. Scooter injuries, Doug, they nearly tripled across America between 2016 to 2020, and many are serious enough to require orthopedic and plastic surgery. The cost of treating those injuries amazingly has risen fivefold.
All right, I'm getting into political territory, and I know you and I don't like to do that. But there is a movement ahead, conveniently at this time of year, I would say, for a focus on insulin prices. Is it true that the government may mandate insulin prices of $35? And what does it cost now to buy these drugs from Sanofi or Eli Lilly or whomever? What's a What is it? Do they come in monthly doses, daily doses? How do you get your, you get a shot, right? Or are there pills for insulin too? All kinds of
you
questions.
You know, this is certainly not my wheelhouse. I know Lilly cut its price by 70% and caps patients on insulin costs, but really this is kind of, you know, not in my domain, if you will.
Uh-huh. Well, do you have to ever do, when you're dealing with a cardiological problem, is insulin ever a factor?
Insulin is prescribed by the people who take care primarily of diabetes, mostly the endocrinologists and also the primary care physicians. It's been a long time, you know, maybe when I was a medical resident, I don't want to tell you how many decades ago that was when I wrote an insulin prescription.
Yeah. Okay. I won't ask you that. Let's talk about another drug here. There's a question about HIV prevention drugs. And again, this is moderately political.
You're getting real political on us.
Well, but I think it's this is the season. People are, you know, I'm calling attention to it because I think that it's obvious what's going on because people promise all kinds of things. But is it helpful? How many people really, maybe this is the better question, are being treated with HIV prevention drugs? Is this a big thing or is this something that only affects a certain number of people in our population?
Oh, it's very effective. These pre-exposure prophylaxis, they're called PrEP, PrEP. It's a medicine taken to prevent getting HIV, Doug, and PrEP is highly effective for preventing HIV when taken as prescribed. It reduces the risk of getting HIV from sex by about 99%.
99%? Wow, then there should be no more problem at all, right?
I think what you're talking about is the cost discussion, which is, you know, is a whole other area that maybe
can of worms.
Maybe you need to get somebody, you know, not the physician on to discuss that.
Nah, I think I heard enough from you to help me with the answer to the question. All right, don't forget, questions for Dr. Ken, 855-999-3684. Doug Steffen here with Dr. Ken Kronhaus. Good day, health. It's 59 past the hour.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.